question that has preoccupied us for centuries. What does it mean to be Irish? What are the origins of our race? Is there such a thing as Irish genetic purity? How would we feel if the archetypical Irishman was in fact half British? And does it matter anyway if in the next 20 to 30,000 years every trace of Irish people and culture will be scraped clean from the surface of this island by new ice sheets? Well, these are just a few of the questions that James Mallory, who's a professor of prehistoric archaeology at Queen's University Belfast and a member of the Royal Irish Academy, he's been exploring in his new book, which is called The Origins of the Irish. It's the first major attempt in nearly 80 years to deal with the core issues and multiple influences in the creation of the Irish people. James, good morning.
Good morning.
A book devoted to the origins of the Irish, you say, is simply asking for trouble. Why so?
Why? Well, if you take a look at the most books regarding the Irish in general, will normally give you about 2 to 3 pages at best on the actual origins of the Irish. They want to, they'll describe the island, they'll describe a little bit of the culture and things like that, but people, by and large, won't ask the question, where are things coming from, where are people coming from? And the reason they're not asking the question is because the answers are really, really very hard to get.
Obviously, we have all sorts of blood stock in us. We've got Norman blood, we've got Viking blood, we have planter blood, we've all sorts of blood mixed up in it. So that's not really the question, because every one of us is probably, to some degree, a mongrel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It has to be. People who occupy an island, it has to be occupied from, people coming from outside, and there's, a continual stream of people coming into Ireland. When I tackled the question, one of the first problems I had was the question of what does it mean to be Irish? What type of definition do you use? And if I simply drew a line today and said all of the occupants, on the island of Ireland today, these are the Irish, and I try to write a book about that, it would take me 20 lifetimes. Because if you simply walk along the streets of Ireland today, you're going to get people, obviously, who will regard themselves as native Irish, and I'll come back to that in a second, but other people who would regard themselves as Polish or Lithuanians, Chinese, or, like me, American. And we represent the peoples of the island of Ireland, but we don't represent, I think, what people frequently imagine as the Irish, as sort of an ethnic group.
Segment 1. Question that has preoccupied us for centuries. What does it mean to be Irish? What are the origins of our race? Is there such a thing as Irish genetic purity? How would we feel if the archetypical Irishman was in fact half British? And does it matter anyway if in the next 20 to 30,000 years every trace of Irish people and culture will be scraped clean from the surface of this island by new ice sheets? Well, these are just a few of the questions that James Mallory, who's a professor of prehistoric archaeology at Queen's University Belfast and a member of the Royal Irish Academy, he's been exploring in his new book, which is called The Origins of the Irish. It's the first major attempt in nearly 80 years to deal with the core issues and multiple influences in the creation of the Irish people. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Segment 2.
A book devoted to the origins of the Irish, you say, is simply asking for trouble. Why so?
Why? Well, if you take a look at the most books regarding the Irish in general will normally give you about 2 to 3 pages at best on the actual origins of the Irish. They want to, they'll describe the island, they'll describe a little bit of the culture and things like that, but people, by and large, won't ask the question, where are things coming from, where are people coming from? And the reason they're not asking the question is because the answers are really, really very hard to get.
Segment 3.
Obviously, we have all sorts of blood stock in us. We've got Norman blood, we've got Viking blood, we have planter blood, we've all sorts of blood mixed up in it. So that's not really the question, because every one of us is probably, to some degree, a mongrel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It has to be. People who occupy an island, it has to be occupied from, people coming from outside, and there's, a continual stream of people coming into Ireland. when I tackled the question, one of the first problems I had was the question of what does it mean to be Irish? You know, what type of definition do you use?
Segment 4.
And if I simply drew a line today and said all of the occupants, you know, on the island of Ireland today, these are the Irish, and I try to write a book about that, it would take me 20 lifetimes. Because if you simply walk along the streets of Ireland today, you're going to get people, obviously, who will regard themselves as native Irish, and I'll come back to that in a second, but other people who would regard themselves as Polish or Lithuanians, Chinese, or, like me, American. And we represent the peoples of the island of Ireland, but we don't represent, I think, what people frequently imagine as the Irish, as sort of an ethnic group.